Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Gene Hackman has died.
Let me bust one! I want to bust!
He won an Oscar playing Detective Popeye Doyle in 1971's The French Connection. Police in Santa Fe, New Mexico say Hackman, his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog were found dead in their home. Foul play is not suspected. Hackman won two Oscars at the Golden Globe Awards in 2003. Hackman said acting was all he wanted to do.
It's a make-believe world, and as I say, it's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
Gene Hackman was 95. An Israeli official says the military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip.
Israel's pullout from the so-called Philadelphia corridor was part of the ceasefire deal. Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas and key mediator Egypt at a sensitive moment for the fragile deal. The official spoke hours after Hamas released the remains of four hostages in exchange for the release of over 600 Palestinians held in Israeli jails, the last planned exchange of the ceasefire's first phase, which ends this weekend. I'm Karen Chabas.
Influencer brothers Andrew and Tristan Tate, who are charged with human trafficking in Romania, have left for the U.S. after a travel ban on them was lifted. Thousands of USAID workers who've been fired or placed on leave as part of the Trump administration's dismantling of the agency are being given a brief window today and tomorrow to clear out their workspaces. Also, 90% of USAID foreign aid contracts are being cut. In a recent court filing, the Pentagon says transgender troops can't serve unless they meet a war-fighting need. Three senior Ukrainian officials tell the AP Ukraine and the U.S. have reached an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would include access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. This is AP News. The AP has learned the head of the Environmental Protection Agency has privately urged the Trump administration to reconsider a scientific finding that has long been the central basis for U.S. action against climate change.
In a report to the White House, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin called for a rewrite of the agency's finding that determined planet-warming greenhouse gases endanger public health and welfare. That, according to four people briefed on the matter who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because the recommendation is not public. That 2009 endangerment finding under the Clean Air Act is the legal underpinning of a host of climate regulations for motor vehicles, power plants, and other pollution sources. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A private company is launching another lunar lander toward the moon. Intuitive Machines lander blasted off aboard SpaceX from Florida. It's taking a fast track to the moon with a landing next week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Supreme Court's put on hold a judge's order requiring the Trump administration to release billions in U.S. foreign aid. Chief Justice John Roberts saying the court needs a chance to weigh in more fully. The lower court ruling came after nonprofit groups and businesses filed a lawsuit challenging the administration's aid freeze. That followed one of President Trump's executive orders targeting what he called wasteful programs that do not correspond to his foreign policy goals. The Trump administration says it's eliminating more than 90% of USAID's foreign aid contracts and $60 billion in overall U.S. assistance around the world. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Trump administration has told federal agencies to develop plans for eliminating more positions. That sets the stage for large layoffs and what could become a sweeping government realignment.
We're cutting down the size of government. We have to.
During a cabinet meeting.
We're bloated. We're sloppy. We have a lot of people that aren't doing their job. We have a lot of people that don't exist.
The president spoke after a memo was sent to agencies telling them to submit plans by March 13th to not only lay off workers, but eliminate their jobs entirely.
It's not an optional thing. It is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here.
Trump advisor Elon Musk spoke at the cabinet meeting, saying the nation will go bankrupt without slashing spending. One lawyer who represents federal workers says the administration's plan would instead cripple government functions. Elon Musk says USAID funds to fight Ebola are flowing, but an agency official says that's not true. Here in the White House, Musk said at a cabinet meeting his DOGE team has made some mistakes while rushing to cut federal spending.
One of the things we accidentally canceled very briefly was Ebola, Ebola prevention. I think we all want Ebola prevention. So we restored the Ebola prevention immediately. And there was no interruption.
But a USAID official says no agency funds for Ebola response have been released since President Trump froze foreign aid the day he took office. USAID staffers and partners say all payments have stopped, even after a federal judge temporarily blocked the funding freeze. Elon Musk took a star turn at the first cabinet meeting of President Trump's second term, holding court about his DOGE effort to slash federal spending. The president's rarely one to share the spotlight.
I'd like to have Elon Musk please say a few words.
But appeared happy to have Musk speak first.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And as Musk stood, revealed his theme. The world's richest man was wearing a t-shirt that said tech support.
We are actually tech support. It's ironic, but it's true.
Humble tech support, as he put it. Musk spoke for several minutes, putting DOGE's cost-saving efforts in existential terms.
If we don't do this, America will go bankrupt.
The president's actual cabinet members sat mostly quietly, and when a reporter asked if they're happy with Musk,
is anybody unhappy?
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump says he wants to offer $5 million gold card visas with a path to citizenship, replacing EB-5 visas that have been offered to investors for 35 years.
You have a green card. This is a gold card.
Trump suggests the government could sell millions of the visas to help reduce the federal deficit.
It's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the Trump Gold Card would replace the original visa program created by Congress to generate foreign investment. It's available for people who spend about $1 million on a company that employs at least 10 people. Lutnick says Trump's concept raises the price of admission for investors and would do away with fraud that he says characterizes the EB-5 program. The Congressional Research Service has found that with the current program, one risk is verification fraud for funds that were obtained illegally. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump says his Ukrainian counterpart will visit the White House this week to sign a long-sought minerals deal.
A very big agreement.
The president said the deal will give the U.S. access to Ukraine's deposit of rare earth minerals, vital for high-tech industries. He bills it as a chance for Kyiv to pay back the U.S. for hundreds of billions in war aid under Joe Biden.
Now we're going to be getting all of that money back, plus a lot more.
Meantime, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says the framework of a deal's been reached, but it does not include security guarantees.
If we don't have it, nothing will work.
The president's noncommittal.
I'm not going to make security guarantees beyond very much.
And the full deal could hinge on Friday's meeting. There's been an abrupt cancellation of a planned meeting of the top American and European diplomats. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas was to meet today with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, but it was called off due to what both sides called scheduling issues, though European officials were caught off guard, and Kallas' office referred all questions to the State Department. The cancellation comes amid growing tensions between the U.S. and Europe, where Kallas just 2 days ago noted shifting American rhetoric.
The Russian narrative is there very strongly represented.
President Trump has thrown the transatlantic partnership into turmoil with tariff threats, among other things.
The European Union was formed in order to screw the United States. That's the purpose of it.
Top Trump administration officials have also warned Europe to start taking responsibility for its own security. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Supreme Court seems likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is straight. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. Justice Brett Kavanaugh stated a way of resolving the case that seemed to enjoy broad support among his colleagues.
Discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, whether it's because you're gay or because you're straight, is prohibited and the rules are the same, whichever way that goes.
The justices heard arguments in an appeal from Marlene Ames, who has worked for the Ohio Department of Youth Services for more than 20 years. I'm Julie Walker.
New York City has marked the anniversary of the 1993 bombing at the old World Trade Center when Islamic extremists made their first attempt at bringing down the Twin Towers. A bell tolled at 12:18 p.m. to mark the time of the attack. Six people, including a pregnant woman, died in the February 26th blast. The grandchildren of Stephen Knapp read the names of the deceased.
John DiGiovanni, Robert Kirkpatrick, and our grandfather, Stephen A. Knapp.
William Macco, Wilfredo Mercado, and Monica Rodriguez Smith, and her unborn child, baby Eddie.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The first measles death has been reported from an outbreak in West Texas. Texas Tech University Health Science Center says a patient died overnight. No age was given. The measles outbreak in rural West Texas has grown to 124 cases across 9 counties. It's largely spread in the Mennonite community, in an area where small towns are separated by vast stretches of oil rig dotted open land. Data in Texas shows a vast majority of measles cases are people younger than 18. There are also 9 cases in eastern New Mexico. Measles is a respiratory virus. Most kids will recover if they get it, but infection can lead to dangerous complications like pneumonia, blindness, brain swelling, and death. I'm Ed Donahue.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is asking a federal judge to toss out the corruption case against him, alleging prosecutorial misconduct, even as the Justice Department seeks dismissal of the charges on the Democrats' behalf. In papers filed in Manhattan federal court, his lawyers allege the misconduct occurred when the government publicly leaked a letter then U.S. Attorney Danielle Sassoon wrote to Attorney General Pam Bondi explaining why charges should not be dropped. She wrote the letter offering to resign as she refused to follow the acting deputy attorney general's directive to drop the charges against Adams so he could help the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Adams pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
The Texas lottery is facing mounting scrutiny from state officials over how the winners of an $83 million jackpot this month and a $95 million jackpot prize in 2023 came about purchasing their odds-defying tickets. Part of the issue lies with couriers, the companies that purchase lottery tickets for customers remotely and do not have any regulatory oversight or licensing requirements in Texas. While Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has launched his own investigation on top of one called earlier this week by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas lottery is still in full swing, and residents will be allowed to use courier services until the state's lottery commission changes the rules by banning their use, which is expected to happen in April. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Apple says it is fixing a bug within its dictation feature on some iPhones involving the word racist. The feature briefly suggests the word Trump when a word is spoken with the R consonant. That includes the word racist. Some iPhone owners posted videos pointing out the glitch. It shows the word Trump appears quickly in the text window before being replaced by the word that was actually spoken. Apple says the speech recognition models that power the voice-to-text feature might show words and some phonetic overlap. A day after it emerged, the AP could not duplicate the problem on the phone. Apple says it is aware of the issue and is rolling out a fix. I'm Ed Donahue.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says that the USDA will invest another $1 billion on top of the roughly $2 billion it has already spent battling bird flu since the current outbreak began in 2022. That announcement comes as the Agriculture Department predicts that the current record prices for eggs could soar another 40% this year. Farmers and egg producers have already been working since the 2015 bird flu outbreak by taking measures like requiring workers to change clothes and shower before entering barns. The challenge is that the virus is spread easily by wild birds as they migrate past farms. Millions of birds have been slaughtered. Last month was the worst yet for egg farmers, with nearly 19 million egg-laying chickens slaughtered. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A close call at Chicago's Midway Airport after a Southwest Airlines flight landing Tuesday morning had to abruptly abort and pull up after a flexjet on the ground crossed its runway. That private plane had been told by the tower to hold. Video of the incident captured on airport tower cam and audio captured by liveatc.net. You hear the Southwest pilot asking what happened after aborting that landing to avoid hitting the FlexJet.
Tower Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?
And you hear the exchange with the tower and the FlexJet.
FlexJet 560, hold right there, sir. Don't move.
Hold position 560.
The FAA and NTSB investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
With this change in direction, BP hopes it'll bolster its flagging share price, the company saying in a statement. It will reduce its spending on net zero transition businesses by $5 billion a year to up to $2 billion. By contrast, it says it will increase its investments in oil and gas production by about 20% to $10 billion. The update comes before a major shareholder meeting in London later on Wednesday. The move's been met with incredulity from climate action campaigners. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose less than 0.1%. It was enough to break a four-day losing streak that had knocked it off its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Wall Street had several financial updates to review. General Motors jumped after the automaker announced a program to buy back up to $6 billion of its stock. It is also increasing its dividend. Home improvement retailer Lowe's rose after beating analysts' fourth quarter earnings forecasts. Treasury yields fell again under the weight of worries about economic growth. Damian Troisi, New York.
Michelle Trachtenberg, a former child star who appeared at age 10 in the 1996 hit movie Harriet the Spy, and went on to co-star in two TV shows, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Gossip Girl, has died at age 39. Police responded to a 911 call at a luxury residential tower in New York City, where officers observed a 39-year-old female unconscious and unresponsive. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The New York Medical Examiner is investigating the cause of death, although no foul play is currently suspected. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Pistons earned their NBA best 8th straight win in impressive fashion, routing the defending champion Celtics 117-97. Malik Beasley had 26 points off the bench, and Cade Cunningham scored 21 for Detroit coach J.B. Bickerstaff's team.
Obviously, we came to play. We knew this was going to be a tough challenge for us. But we're just focused on the process.
College basketball, Trey Holloman's half-court buzzer beater gave number 8 Michigan State a 58-55 win over number 16 Maryland. NHL, the Rangers are placing defenseman Adam Fox on injured reserve with an upper body injury. MLB, Phillies slugger Bryce Harper left a spring training game Wednesday after being hit by a pitch on his right arm. NFL, the Saints indicate they are planning to stick with Derek Carr at quarterback, and the 49ers have started contract negotiations with QB Brock Purdy.
Four New Orleans players who have been suspended since late January are under investigation for possible NCAA violations related to sports gambling, per an AP source. James White, Josh Short, Day-Day Hunter, and Jamon Vincent have not played since January 27th. The university's only public statement about the matter has described the reasons for these suspensions as an unspecified violation of team rules. The revelations at New Orleans come after Fresno State suspended two men's basketball players on Saturday and removed a third from the team. Amid reports, the program is the subject of gambling investigations.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The FBI is accusing hackers linked to North Korea of stealing some $1.5 billion in Ethereum cryptocurrency from a Dubai-based firm. The crypto theft, which occurred earlier this month, is one of the largest known yet, targeting Bybit, a crypto exchange. The FBI says it believes hackers identified by the U.S. government as Trader Trader and the Lazarus Group are responsible. The hacker's technique? Disseminate crypto trading applications that are modified with malware. Bybit's CEO acknowledged the announcement, and the company is offering bounties for tracking the stolen crypto. The FBI says some of it has already been converted to other virtual assets and expects it to eventually be laundered for fiat currency. A UN panel separately says it was investigating dozens of suspected cyber attacks by North Korea, reportedly to help fund the country's development of nuclear weapons. Jennifer King, Washington.
South Korea's spy agency has said that North Korea appears to have sent additional troops to Russia. The claim comes after North Korean soldiers deployed on the Russian-Ukraine front suffered heavy casualties. South Korea's National Intelligence Service said it was trying to determine exactly how many more troops North Korea has deployed to Russia. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of conventional weapons to Russia. Last fall, it sent about 10 to 12,000 troops to Russia as well, according to the US, South Korean, and Ukraine intelligence officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
Ukraine and its European allies have been scrambling to respond after the Donald Trump administration engaged directly with Moscow. Keir Starmer's told lawmakers Kyiv must be at the table for any negotiations.
This is about the sovereignty of Ukraine and their ability to decide for themselves the future of their country.
He adds that the UK is ready to play a role in providing security guarantees to Ukraine, but reiterates the plan would require US backing.
It's vital that we continue in that role. And that's why my message to President Trump is that the relationship between our two countries needs to go from strength to strength. It's all very strong, but also working at the same time with our European allies.
Britain's leader echoed earlier prime ministers in emphasising the special relationship.
I want to strengthen our already strong relationship with the US, because I think it's vital that we do so.
Starmer's due to meet Trump at the White House on Thursday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tens of thousands of Israelis lined highways holding flags, orange balloons, and signs saying, "Forgive us." It's an outpouring of grief for the bodies of a mother and her two small sons, who were killed in captivity in the Gaza Strip and were taken for burial. The Bibas family's plight has come to embody the profound sense of loss and grief still permeating after Hamas's October 7th attack 2 years ago. Israel says the boys were killed by their captors in November 2023, a month after they were abducted, while Hamas claims the family was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Their bodies were released as part of a fragile ceasefire deal. The United Nations' Food Agency says it's paused aid distribution in Sudan's famine-hit Zamzam displacement camp of 500,000 people. That's as fighting intensifies between the country's warring sides. The World Food Program's regional director said that thousands of families could starve in the coming weeks without immediate assistance. WFP says fighting in the past 2 weeks between the military and a parliamentary group have forced its partners to leave the camp in western Darfur for safety. WFP had been feeding 300,000 people in the camp. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.